Among the first to testify Tuesday was John Osmond, who served as South Carolina's corrections commissioner from 2003 until last month. Osmond says the Hoosier State and the Palmetto State are similar, but even South Carolina's tough laws don't incriminate all the people that Indiana's do.
When I came in 2003, we had 21,000 inmates. When I left, we were over 25,000. I mean, y'all have outpaced us. You got to work hard to do that, folks. We will lock you up for pretty near anything in South Carolina. But you're locking up folks that even we don't lock up.
Osmond tied that to Indiana's drug laws, saying the state imprisons too many people for possession of illegal substances. The newly appointed Indiana Department of Corrections Commissioner Bruce Lemon appeared to agree, saying when he was head of the Putnamville prison, he saw a staggering release rate for inmates serving short sentences. That, he says, leads to an inability to reform behavior.
We have 2,600 offenders at Putnamville. And we released last year over 2,000 of those offenders. We were lucky even to get them a job, dorm sanitation, etc. So that really hit home to me right then and there that we were really not doing much with these offenders.
Former IDOC Commissioner Ed Buss, now in the same job in Florida, testified that the state also cannot afford to continue building prisons to hold its inmate population. Without change, Buss says, the state will have to spend $130 million to build another prison in the next 2 years and another $40 million a year to operate it. Money, Buss points out, the state has not had at any point in the Daniels administration. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.